Hi, it's your Shamba Rush Hour host, Betty. Stay tuned for bitch fights at the buffet, cockwagging at a fast food restaurant, your latest cannabis news, and other useless shit. Joe and Anthony are coming up next, only on Shamba Radio. Oh shit, Roger's coming, I have to split.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shamba.
Yes. Yes, it is. It is definitely Shamba. Are you going to be all right there, Skippy?
I think so.
You're going to survive.
Got a lot to do tonight. Got some heavy carts over here.
Yeah, clearly. Hey, everyone. It's Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe from Chicago.
Hi. Local Artificial Intelligence Unit, Betty. My butthole is buzzing again. Roger, get away from me. With excitement for tonight's broadcast of Chicago Tampa, Shyamba Radio, episode 34. Monday's blow? For Monday, October 22nd, 2016. And now for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa for your fellow Tampanites?
Ooh, Tampanites. That's another new one. I like that one. Wow. Betty, you need to work on the blow thing there. It's not going off too well for you. All right, so the current conditions at Tampa Vandenberg Airport currently at, what is it, at 7:30, of course, and it is the February 22nd. It is 77 degrees Fahrenheit and overcast. I am off in a loop already. 25 degrees centigrade for those of you Canadians who are still snowbirding down here. Humidity is at 54% with winds for 5 miles an hour. Actually, quite a pleasant day. It's been kind of chilly lately, and it's been nice to see everything kind of warm up for us.
Yeah.
It was quite nice. So tonight we should expect a slight chance of showers between 7 and 4. It's not raining yet. Mostly cloudy with a low around 64. And some 7-mile-an-hour winds coming southeast after midnight. And we have a 20% chance of precipitation. I've got to belch. Oh, Jesus Christ, that was lovely. Tuesday, yep. We have a slight chance of showers between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 78. South-southwest wind 6 to 14 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to as high as 20 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Tuesday night, 20% chance of showers. All right, so we're starting to get in the rainy season, it looks like. And thunderstorms after 1 in the morning. Mostly cloudy with a low around 66. And Wednesday, we're going to have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers, likely, and possibly a thunderstorm after... What? Okay. I know we just started, but did that make any sense to you? Let me read this back. This is coming from the Noah. Wednesday night, or Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, fair enough. Mostly cloudy with a high near 78. Southwest wind 13 to 22 miles an hour. It's going to be windy. Gusts as high as 31 miles an hour. 60% chance of precipitation. And that is your Tampa weather.
See, they're speaking to the crowd. They're just putting it in two different ways so that, you know, dumb person A gets it and dumb person B gets it.
Why don't you just say there's going to be a chance of showers and thunderstorms?
I don't know. They needed the fill space.
I guess so. That seems to be the way it works out.
Well, thanks, Anthony, for that lovely forecast. It sounds like it's going to be a little bit wet over there by you.
Yeah, a little moist.
You're moist. Currently over here in Chicago, which is at Chicago Midway Airport, which is the official weather reporting station.
It's KMDW?
That is KMDW.
Yeah, KMDW. Yes, ours came from KVVDF. It sounds like a sexually transmitted disease. Anyway, so go on with KMDW.
It's currently mostly cloudy, and it's 39 degrees Fahrenheit. Humidity is at 53%. The wind speed is variable, 5 miles per hour. The barometer is 30.12 inches, and the dew point is at 23 degrees Fahrenheit. Visibility, it's pretty clear, except over there. Visibility here, however, is 10 miles. The wind chill is 35, so it's not too bad. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 1, with east-southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 41. East-southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 32. Breezy with a north-northeast wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 25. So it's going to start getting a bit windy, folks. Wednesday, a slight chance of rain and snow before noon. Then a chance of snow.
Really? Snow? Snow, really? Hold on. Snow.
Cloudy with a high near 38. Windy with a north-northeast wind 20 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. So it is going to be a windy, windy Wednesday.
Sounds like it's going to be a windy, snowy Wednesday.
Yes, and folks, we've had some windy, windy, windy weather here in this windy city. And everybody is starting to say, oh, that's why we're called the Windy City. Actually, it's not.
No, really, it isn't. Because the whole reason why Chicago is called the Windy City is from the bloated politicians of the city.
Exactly. But anyways, that is your Chicago forecast for the Chiampa Chicago studios. So, yeah, it's been a week since we've last spoke, and a lot of things have happened, haven't they?
What happened?
Well, Apple is in the spotlight. The big technology company recently was demanded by the U.S. government, FBI, to uncrack a phone or to crack a phone.
Okay, yeah, I do recall that news story making its way around the interwebs.
That is a big story because it does impinge on aspects of privacy if you allow the conspiracy to further gestate, if you will. And the conspiracy is that the government will use it for further actionable events.
Well, no, and you know, I get it, and I actually agree with them. I mean, unfortunately, fighting the government can be a very difficult battle in and of itself. But you know, we'll see what happens. You know, it's, and I mean, on my end, it definitely is a rights of privacy issue, but it's also a technology issue, because when you start building backdoors into things, especially software and hardware that's meant to be encrypted, when you start building backdoors in it, it starts getting hacked. You know, it becomes the target. I mean, right now, as it exists for encryption, is you know, all your data, encrypted data, you need a one specific key to open that thing. It'll only open that data with one specific key phrase. So and data is
where do you get this key?
It's generated when you encrypt the data. It generates a key. There's a key, but only you hold the key, or your device holds the key to unlock that data so you can view it.
Because, for instance, I downloaded some backup codes for it's some kind of security setup on how you access the Android phone that I use. So I secured that file by using Windows technology. Does it have a key? Did it generate a key to then encrypt that?
Yeah, there's a key. What happens is when you unlock your phone, when you're using your phone, you have possession of that key.
I encrypted it on the Windows machine. That's what I'm saying, not the phone. I took a file.
Yeah, but it has a password to it, right?
Well, it did when I created it, but I can still somehow go into it without it actually asking me for a password.
Oh, you may have encrypted it underneath the Windows file system. So
that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, your user login contains a very specific key that when you log into your computer and present the correct credentials, that key is present and allows the data to be decoded.
So if somebody was able to log in as something
else...
As something else,
they wouldn't be able to access that data because that key is directly tied to your account. Which is exactly what's happening with the whole Apple case, is that there's a specific passcode, obviously, but they only get so many attempts. I think it's 10 attempts before the device will wipe itself. And now we're into the whole Christmas music here. All right.
Yes. If you are a cybersecurity specialist or just a random citizen that's concerned about these sorts of things, you know, give us a call. Our studio line is open. It's at 813-327-8566.
Yep.
We'd love to hear that phone ring.
Yep.
But if you're also the Skyping type, you can Skype us at Cheyampa.radio.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep, Cheyampa.radio. You can also visit us at Facebook.Cheyampa.info to go ahead and follow us on Facebook. And then just go to Cheyampa.info to check out our blog, which tends to malfunction from time to time, like our in-house help.
It's malfunctioning so bad right now. But hey,
malfunctioning? Is it?
Well, yeah, the dashboard's malfunctioning. But can we do some breaking news?
Oh, yeah, sure. Hold on. Let me find the breaking news cart here. Hold on.
Yes.
We gotta. Okay. We've pushed the button. Button has been
activated. We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Hey, folks. Chip Skipper here, and I've got some great breaking news. Cheyampa Radio can now be found in the iTunes store.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, just search for Cheyampa, or I believe you probably search for Weed and Radio, and we'll probably be popping up in the new thingy. We've got a nice little graphic. It's also awesome. I love it.
Cheyampa will probably be the better search because I have a feeling Weed will probably bring up a lot more results.
That's Cheyampa. Cheyampa.
Yeah, Cheyampa. Yeah, we don't want to search for Weed because they might find a better program and then stop listening to us.
There's nothing better than us. What are you saying?
You always have to be aware of your surroundings. All right, cool. So now we are now listed on iTunes. That is absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
All right. Does that conclude our breaking news?
It sure does.
Okay.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program, Already in Progress.
So, you know, this whole thing with Bernie Sanders kind of getting some delegates, but he's got no super delegates. What's this super delegate nonsense? You know, if people see that he gets the popular vote, I think these super delegates will shift their allegiance.
I mean, it's because I think what it's made up of, people of the House and Senate make up part of the super delegates, and then there's like a handful of other people that make up other super delegates. So it's a very convoluted system, but more than likely it seems like they vote on party line, so we'll see what happens. It's definitely proving to be a very interesting election cycle as it is already. So
I can't find my feel the burn sound effect.
That's all right.
Well, I've got some other really good stuff for you tonight. Joe Wisdom sent over a cart, and Roger sent over a little file.
Oh, wow. Roger, too, huh?
Yeah. Roger had something to say. So.
Oh, he usually does.
You know, those two, I'm tired of them. One's shitting on the floor.
Yeah.
And the other one is like tilting the vending machine over in the studio break room.
I know. They're a handful to deal with. They really are. You
it's
know?
Like, I actually like some of the vegan crap. Some of it actually tastes pretty damn good.
Yeah, I usually just go to the Subway down the street.
Well, they also carry the ho-hos right next to it. So it's like I can have something healthy and then I can have some ho-hos.
Some ho-hos next to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. See, that's a good option. That's always a good option.
So what else has been going on in your world? Oh, folks. We got some other exciting news coming up. Visiting the
Joe is taking a road trip. Joe is taking a road trip.
Yes,
he will be.
Although I'm not driving.
No. He's taking a plane trip. But he's taking a business trip. A business trip to the Cheyampa Studios in April. You're going to be joining us towards the end of April, and we'll have him in the studio here. Hopefully he'll be able to pack his microphone with him. That would be fantastic. But he need not bring his Phantom power supply.
How about the other microphone? Can I bring the USB microphone?
That might be complicated.
Oh, no.
It may break things. It may break things. So we'll have to determine that one, though.
What we can do is probably FedEx this microphone.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, I think I can stick it on a tabletop stand. I think I have a tabletop stand. Does it have a regular nipple thingy on it, or we might have to jerry rig? Oh my goodness, we're going in for a view with it. Okay, yeah, it should fit. I think I have a mic stand that it should fit onto, so we should be good. I'll have to check.
So now, do I just take the microphone, or do I take this contraption that
you take the contraption with it?
Okay, but then it's basically here where I take it off, and you can see what we're doing, folks, if you wanted to Skype us.
Wow, that's kind of amusing. That's jerry-rigged. All that needs is some duct tape.
Yeah, surprisingly, I have no duct tape, but I have.
You need to do a GoFundMe account. GoFundMe for a new microphone.
Hopefully. Maybe we'll set this up for our show when I'm live there in the studio.
You never know. We'll see what we can do. We can see what we can do.
But phone lines are open. We've got some news coming up in a little bit.
Yep, we got some Joes coming up. Your Joe news. Your news is coming up in a very short bit.
Oh, yes.
I'm stuck on the carpet right now on my chair, and it's annoying the hell out of me. I need one of those stupid mats. Anywho, so we got some of your news coming up. And then, of course, I always got the crazy Florida news. And we got some good ones. We got some nakedness. There's more nakedness. There's always nakedness in Florida. These crazy people love to get naked and do crazy-ass shit.
And you know what? I'm all over the place with theft to fidelity to urinating with fish in your pants.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
And to people finding themselves that are technically lost.
All right, well, let's find him.
And now for the news.
Well, hey, everybody. This is Joe with the Chip Skipper headlines. $70,000 worth of cheese stolen from Germantown. This is a story by Jesse Garza of the Journal Sentinel. A 54-foot long trailer containing about $70,000 worth of cheese was stolen Friday from a Germantown trucking company, according to Germantown police. Ooh. The trailer was taken shortly after 12:30 a.m. from a D&G transportation. It was basically a huge semi-tractor truck. It was recovered, but it was empty, and it was left in the Milwaukee area. So,
hijacking a truck of cheese. That's something
what
I would
the hell
do.
Would
I
you
didn't
do
it, but I would do that.
$1,000 worth of cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
I mean, could you imagine just taking it, setting it up for somebody to prep, and saying, you need to dice all of this?
Well, I don't. Well, maybe there's a cheese chop shop. You know, like when you got the car chop shops where, you know, they steal the car and they chop them down and sell the parts off. Maybe they do that with cheese. Maybe there's a whole underground industry that we've yet to uncover.
We need to sniff this out because, you know, I'm sure there if it's feta, you know, that shit stinks and it leaves a trail.
Oh, of course.
Now, according to reports in 2013, about 42,000 pounds of Wisconsin Munster cheese worth about $200,000 was stolen from another Pasture Pride cheese in Cashton. So, you know, it makes you wonder, is this some sort of heist? And is there, like, clandestine or underground cheese stands?
So what you're telling us, I'm sorry, I have to break in here because this is so preposterous. I wish this would have happened in Florida because I so would be all over this. So they're targeting cheese trucks.
Yeah.
So, there's some underground cheese thing going on here.
And by the way, that 2013 story, per pound, that's $4.76 if you're at the grocery store.
Wow.
So.
That's quite a
bit. And, you know, I love Munster cheese. I'm actually craving a Munster cheese turkey sandwich right now.
Could you eat $70,000 worth of Munster cheese?
You know, I don't know if I could store $70,000 worth of Munster cheese. That would be really, really, really difficult.
Yeah, put it outside of the fire escape.
This dude allegedly used some false paperwork to trick a distributor, and you know, this is kind of like social hacking.
Yeah.
And cashed in into loading his truck with the massive cheese shipment. It was originally intended for a Texas destination. So yeah, you know, it's like always check IDs, check packing and shipping orders. It's like that's a lot of cheese. That's a lot of cow milk.
That is a lot of cheese.
Yes. So, moving along, only in Kentucky. What's up with Kentucky?
It's south.
Okay. Kentucky lawmaker wants men to swear fidelity on the Bible and get a note from your wife.
If you want Viagra.
Viagra.
Oh, I saw this week. Oh, this is so fucking ridiculous.
So this is an Associated Press NBC Chicago story.
Ooh.
So the bill is in response to Republican Governor Matt Bevin, who I think actually is going to be recalled, if I'm not mistaken, signing a bill last week requiring women to consult with a doctor at least 24 hours before an abortion. A Kentucky state lawmaker has filed a bill that would require men have at least 2 office visits and swear on a Bible they are married before a doctor could prescribe them Viagra or similar erectile dysfunctional medication. Now, what if they're Muslim? What if they're satanic?
That is a very good question.
You know,
what if they're Jewish? What if they're Jewish?
They could still use a Bible.
No, they don't use the Bible. Jews don't use the Bible.
Well, aren't there
Jews? Don't believe in Jesus. Jews are not for Jesus.
But the Old Testament.
It would have to be the Torah. It would have to, if they were to do it, it would have to be the Torah.
But there's Old Testament parts that they could deal with.
I don't think so. I don't think that's an exception. Should we Google search it?
We could.
Can Jews swear on the Bible? All right, hold on. There we go.
If you're Jewish. Wait, hold on.
It's so hard to type with a microphone in front of your face. Swearing on the Bible.
Yeah. You can go holy book free. Question. If a Jew goes to court in America, does he, she swear on their Bible? Or does he, she affirm on something else? Answer. Well, I promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this answer. The exact procedure for being sworn in varies from state to state, and even from courtroom to courtroom. However, no one in this country has to swear in a Bible at all. Atheists, for instance, don't swear in a Bible. What would be the point of that? All generally, those who do swear in a Bible swear in a copy of the Christian Bible. So,
all right, so there we have it. No, I was going to say, that's quite interesting. All right.
So the conservative movement sweeping Kentucky has put women in the crosshairs of its battle to take over government at all levels. And it's time we recognize this hypocrisy for what it is. Marzian, a retired nurse, wrote in an op-ed in Monday's edition of the Louisville Courier Journal, "The best I can hope is that House Bill 396 will galvanize women into saying, 'Enough is enough,' to their governor, senator, and state representative with phone calls, emails, and protests to end this untenable legislative assault on women's bodies and minds." Other state lawmakers have filed similar bills to make political points. In 2012, a bill from an Ohio state senator required men to get a psychological evaluation before getting a prescription, and last year, a South Carolina state representative filed a bill that would require men to wait 24 hours before getting a prescription. 24 hours from what?
You know, middle-aged and old people just want to fuck. You know, just get over it and let it happen. Wow. Well, that was Kentucky, right?
Yeah. Yes. Now, can't you buy this shit online?
Oh, I'm sure you can. I mean, I used to get emails about it all the time. I probably still do. I just don't look at my spam box anymore.
So, it's like if you can get this stuff online, then...
What's the point? Yeah, exactly. Right. All right, wow. No, that seems kind of a waste of resources.
Yeah.
Waste of resources.
Crazy.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Crazy. So, what do we got going on now?
Oh, well...
That sounds interesting. Sounds like it could be Florida. But it's close.
Well, you know, there's a clusterfuck. You know, Tennessee, Kentucky, the South.
Just for that. You get a Florida background track for this news story. Because I'm just trying to find the one that I think would work well. It was a trout, right? Maybe we'll do one ride maestro. No, I think I'm doing that with something else tonight.
You know, folks, when you want to marinate your fish, this is not necessarily the way to do it, but hey, to each his own.
There you Walmart? Go.
Walmart's shoplifting suspect allegedly hid a trout in pants while urinating. And this is from our lovely folks at NBC Chicago. A Tennessee man who allegedly urinated on the floor of a Walmart while trying to conceal a package of trout in his pants was arrested on Wednesday.
Sweet.
Dude, you know, it's like practice.
Go to the bathroom.
Practice putting a container in your crotch without having the urge to urinate.
Or go to the bathroom beforehand.
Right.
I mean, Jesus. Anyway, go on.
A store employee told the reporting officer that the man took $130 worth of merchandise.
That's a lot of trout.
And he was seen urinating on the floor near the alcohol section. So apparently we were having a little bit of beverage.
Oh, yeah. Please continue.
Yes. Well, Mr. David Wiley, 56, of Clarksville, was arrested on charges of shoplifting, vandalism, and public indecency and intoxication.
And acting like a fool.
Yeah. NBC affiliate KSDK of St. Louis reported, jail records didn't indicate whether he had retained an attorney. Well, he better. So, he allegedly attempted to leave the Walmart without paying for the merchandise he had concealed.
Of course.
He allegedly told the reporting officer that he had consumed alcohol. And he really wasn't concerned that it was a misdemeanor. Really.
Yeah, I guess, you know.
So, the officer said he was able to detect the odor of alcohol on Wiley. Well... Yeah, he was booked into Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Yeah,
wow.
He's going to be in jail for a little bit.
Probably.
So,
I hope they threw that merchandise away and didn't put it back.
Yeah, or, you know, yeah.
If you bought trout from Walmart, you might want to check to make sure it doesn't smell like...
urination. Well, but you know.
All right.
Anyways... You know, here's the last thing, though.
Does that work for you?
What was he going to do with the trout? Was he going to fry it?
I don't know. We have now entered the "What are you going to do with that trout you shoplifted in your pants" segment, brought to you by Joe.
What you going to do with that trout?
All right.
So, getting back on track.
Yes, let's disappear into the next segment.
A man missing 30 years somehow helps solve his own disappearance.
Well, great. Wow, 30 years, huh? That's pretty amazing.
So, a man missing... Oh, and this is by Rachel Troust of NBC Chicago.
Okay, go Rachel Troust.
A man missing nearly 30 years has been found alive and safe, living just 80 miles away from where he disappeared. He had reportedly been suffering major memory loss due to head injury.
Imagine, wow.
Edgar Latulip was 21 years old when he vanished in September of 1986 from a group home in Kitchener, Ontario.
I've been there.
You've been to Kitchener?
I think you've been there too.
Well, La Tulip, who had developmental delays, was being treated after attempting suicide. Officials believed he may have jumped on a bus bound for Lake Ontario or Niagara Falls to possibly try again.
Wow.
But decades later, the results of a DNA test have confirmed La Tulip is alive and living just a few towns over from where he was last seen.
Right, that's convenient.
Right? Mm-hmm. Sometime after leaving the home in 1986, police believe La Tulip suffered some type of head injury, leaving him with no memory of who he was.
Nah.
He didn't even know what his name was. He didn't even know his name was La Tulip.
Totally. It was like soap opera syndrome.
He started a new life with a new name.
Yeah.
With no memory of the family who was desperately looking for him.
Wow.
Then, in January of this year, La Tulip had told a social worker in his town that he had a flashback and remembered his name.
Ooh.
After looking at a missing persons flyer online, he came to the police station. He took a voluntary DNA test. They compared the samples by the family member, and bingo bango, he got reunited with his mother, wow. Sylvia Wilson.
Wow. 30 years.
They're now making plans to reunite. They're very happy about it, and so they should be. And that's a good feel-good story.
Yes,
that's a very feel-good story. And we need these stories, folks, because there's a lot of crap in this world.
Definitely.
I swear,
there's a lot of ickiness.
But you know, Anthony, that's it for these Chip Skipper headlines.
All right, awesome. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? And this is definitely unique. Well, you already are part of the unique on-air experience. You can give us a call at 813-327-8566 or Skype us at chiampa.radio, C-H-I-A-M-P-A. Be sure to visit us on Facebook at facebook.chiampa.info, or you just go to chiampa.info. And we got to really rewrite that. That's just too much.
Sure.
That's exhausting. Especially when we're already like 30 minutes into the show here, so you know, like, my cognitive ability is that of a Twinkie. Anyway, if you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave a voicemail and we'll play your message on a future cast. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. We'll run this little commercial break. We got some Joe Retro merchants coming up for you.
Oh, boy.
You are tuned into Shyamba. We radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Radio Free Internet. Sponsored by Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyamba Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris. Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Set your course. There's a world out there just waiting in the sky and on the sea. Pride and history, baby, seeing all there is to see, knowing that they're helping to keep us strong and free. It's not just a job, it's adventure.
Now get 7.9 financing on B6 Thunderbirds.
Let's play Simon! Simon says, come chase after me. Repeat my life sequentially. Da-do-da-do, what I do, da-do. Simon says, I'll give you the rest.
You don't keep up with all my jazz. So don't I do what I don't I do. Simon says go longer and faster. And when you do, you'll be the master.
You did I do what I did I do.
Simon, the Do What I Do computer game from MB Electronics.
These guys came in here, wanted to buy us out. Wreck the place like the rest of the block. This car's been in our family for 70 years. So we said, go ahead, build your building. But build it around us.
There's still a place where some things are not for sale. Where beer is beer and the brand is Miller.
Miller's name, the American way.
Miller contains no additives or preservatives. Purity you can see, quality you can taste.
Miller's name.
Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State? It's January, our coldest month of the year, and while ice is thick on most inland lakes, that's not always the case on the Great Lakes. The amount of ice and the length of time the ice is present varies from year to year. And in case you've forgotten, the last two winters were particularly icy. Last March, Lake Superior was 84% ice covered, and Lake Michigan, 79%. Two winters ago, ice coverage on the entire Great Lakes peaked at about 93%, ranking as the second most ice coverage in recorded history. The winter of 1979 holds the record, with about 95% ice coverage. To show how variable this can be, in 2013, only about 38% of the lakes froze over, while in 2012, just 13% did. 2002 holds the record for the least ice coverage, when only 9.5% of the lake surfaces froze. All of these statistics matter because they generate a host of complex impacts with many winners and losers. For instance, the duration of ice on the lakes can be detrimental to the shipping industry and lead to delays in the spring shipping season. But heavy ice cover can reduce the amount of evaporation from the Great Lakes in the winter, contributing to higher water levels, which is good news for shippers, increasing their capacity to transport cargo. Higher lake levels are also a benefit to those who spend millions to dredge boat slips, channels, and harbors when lake levels are low. Relative to the Great Lakes
Dick
fisheries,
White,
in the shallow
paging
waters
Dick
where
White,
whitefish spawn in early winter,
your car is being towed, Dick White.
Whitefish eggs from destructive wind and wave action. So more ice is
what, I'm not supposed to push this button? Oh, I pushed this one.
The amount of snow on top of the ice also matters. Ice cover with little or no snow cover allows light penetration, which promotes algae growth. And although too much algae is a bad thing at the base of the food web, algae is absolutely necessary, supporting living organisms in the lakes, including valuable fish species. With at least $1 billion flowing into the Great Lakes commercial and sport fishing industry each year, ice cover can be a significant factor affecting the region's economy. Stable ice over a long winter also protects wetlands and shoreline from erosion. On the other hand, huge ice jams can form in rivers connecting the Great Lakes. These jams constrict the flow of water from one lake to another, causing flooding upstream, less water for hydropower plants downstream, and a surge of ice that can damage shoreline properties. Winter ice cover on the Great Lakes has declined on average by 71% over the last 40 years, while summer water temperatures and annual evaporation are on the rise. All of these are important factors controlling water level fluctuations and the overall health of the Great Lakes ecosystem. So, while you're sitting by your wood stove dreaming about warm waters this summer, keep an eye on the lake ice this winter. While it appears immutable, it's like slow cooking. There's a lot of action taking place.
Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.
Some ass kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
I love shiznit.
You like shiznit?
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We hope you're enjoying the Joe and Anthony show so far. Stay tuned because after our ad lib segment B, Anthony has some wild and wacky news for you.
Yep, my signature Florida news, which really isn't that hard to find. It's like, it's really like shooting fish in a barrel down here. But.
Yeah, see, here in Chicago, it's 6 dead, 4 wounded.
Yeah, your headlines just keep looking grim. It's such a shame. Yeah. That city's very broken. Very broken
so
in so many ways.
So, I eat donuts.
There you go. My mouth watered a little bit for seeing that one. That was pretty good. Wow.
This is a very, some kind of a blueberry donut, but it's...
But that's
it's
clearly not a donut you can eat with your hands.
Well, I'm going to eat it with my hands anyways, but not right now.
You can, because you'll get stickiness all over the place.
Yes.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to take a quick hit.
There you go.
Of a
device.
So, if you're out there listening, how can they call us?
Well, somebody's calling us right now.
Oh, awesome.
Hello, caller. You are on the air. Oh! We got some bubbling going on.
Hello,
Ezel, is that you?
Hey,
Ezel, we have not heard from you in years.
Well, I've been out of touch. I haven't heard you guys either, and I was just wondering what the heck happened to you guys. I've been looking all over town for you. I couldn't find you.
We're back. Yeah, we won the lottery, and we just, like, pissed through, like, $500 million in, like, the course of a few years, like, buying hookers and shit, and now we're broke, and we're back in the air.
Oh, man, you guys are great. I'll tell you, man, I wish I could win that lottery. I buy tickets all the time. But I got a question for you guys.
Yeah,
Joe,
sure.
Are you there, Joe?
I'm right here.
Okay, Joe, I just want to make sure you were listening to me. Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right, I got a question for you.
All right.
Now, you was talking about this. I'm down in Kentucky right now, okay? And I'm getting ready to do that thing you guys were talking about there a little while ago. And now I was wondering, now I'm a Rastafarian, okay? Now, what do I swear on? I don't understand this whole thing.
Ooh, I think that would be a bowl of spaghetti. You should bring a bowl of spaghetti with you.
A bowl of spaghetti?
Yeah, well, a Rastafarian. Go on, Ezel.
Yeah, well, you know what we swear on, and I'm just wondering, if I bring it to the courthouse, what are they going to do to me? You got any input on that?
I think you need to swear on some hair care product.
Okay, I'll do this. I taught Bob Marley everything he knows. I tell you.
Oh, I'm sure you did, Ezel.
Hold on.
Bring your bong, swear on the bong.
There you go. That might get you arrested, though.
This is true.
I just wanted to know if you had any input on that, because I don't want to get jammed up here in Kentucky, okay?
Well, I think if you bring your... Oh, you know what? No. Bring your metal colander. Right. It's the colander, not the bowl of spaghetti. I think the colander, you should be safe. I don't think they'd consider that a weapon anywhere, at least not yet.
I think
you'll be good with the colander.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, I'll call you back and let you know what happened.
All right, okay? That sounds great.
Please do.
And all right, we'll see you later, guys. And you know what, it's good to hear you on the, what was this, a radio? What am I listening to here? You know, I'm one of them old.
You're listening to an internet radio station.
Internet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. Sometimes I forget.
That's
all
right.
I'm like the guy that was lost for 30 years. You know? All right, guys. Good hearing you again. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Esau. Thanks for calling.
Hold on. I'll say goodbye to you.
Okay.
All right, guys. Goodbye.
Awesome. Thanks, Esau. Thanks very much.
Ooh, that was good to hear from Ezel.
I know, right? Haven't heard of him in a long time. Of course, we haven't been around in a long time. Hookers and hoes.
This is true.
Fine wine and dinner. Champagne, beer, hookers and hoes.
Speaking of dinner, I'm actually going to just go for gold.
Are you going for gold? Oh, you're gonna eat that. Okay, well, I don't want to hear you bitching about your board being all sticky next week.
Folks, this is delicious.
That is quite. You should take a, before you finish it, you should take a picture of it and put it on the Facebook. Bloggy thing or whatever's not working correctly this week.
Well, this week it'll be our tablet, which will get the camera focus set up, and hopefully the donut won't crumble in our hand. Okay. This will be a live feature if it does.
An undocumented feature?
Yes.
I see.
There we go.
All right. You're getting a good picture of it. I see you doing it. I see you trying to... The joys of webcams. And if you want to reach us, you can call us 813-327-8566. You can Skype us at chiampa.radio. That's chiampa.radio. And you can also check us out on Facebook. Facebook.chiampa.info, and I guess see a picture of this blueberry donut, which actually does, it looks very, very delicious. I had Girl Scout cookies, and I was really happy about that, and then you pissed all over that, and now I want that damn donut that you got over there, and I could give two shits about these Girl Scout cookies.
All right. I'm putting the donut down for now.
The donut is looking very messy.
That was very delicious. I'm going to put that down for now so that, you know, instant delay.
So where does that donut come from?
That donut comes from Glazed and Infused, which is located throughout the city of Chicago. The nearest one to the Chicago studios is located on Fulton off of Halsted.
There you go. Fantastic. Yes.
And they're open usually from 6 a.m. until usually like 3 p.m.
Is that when they run out of donuts?
Basically.
All right.
Oh, but folks, they also have donut holes. They sell for $5 a dozen.
I like a good donut hole.
Oh, I was drinking coffee and having those donut holes, and I was amped up. Wait till you hear some of the Joe Wisdoms tonight.
That sounds friggin' awesome.
Yes.
So we've made some changes to the station recently. We've been doing our morning rush hour now for a while now. How long have we been doing it for?
The morning rush hour, I feel like at least a good 2 months.
Wow.
Is it a bit longer?
You know what? It would be, I'd have just have to take take a look at the files and see.
Now, it'd be wonderful if there was a way to, but see, it's not ever recorded, so... But to like RSS the rush hour shows as they randomly occur.
Yeah, that might be
a little different.
Yeah, that might be a little difficult.
We would need buku storage space. But you know, if you feel like you want to donate some equipment
or some storage,
we're up for that.
We're always good with that. So yeah, and then you can also you can catch the morning rush hour that runs from 6:30 Eastern until 10:30 Eastern time in the morning. Our little automated buddies.
Mm-hmm.
We have Betty and Roger, our crazy automated robots.
You can see them on the website. They're
We have a depiction of them. A local Tampa artist here, Anna, gave us a depiction of them. and we put them up on the website. We put them up on Facebook. You can see, and she, I think she did a really, really bang up job on the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm loving it. I'm loving it just about as much as I'm loving this donut right now.
I can see that. I thought you said you were going to put it down.
And you but know you what? Didn't. I will. I'm and sorry.
No, that's fine. We can go into my news if you just want to go ahead and devour the rest of that donut.
No.
I will not blame you. If you don't, just stick it through the screen here. I'll take the damn thing. I'll take the I haven't seen a donut. Next time I'm up in Chicago, we're going there.
Oh, well, there's two places to take you. There's also Stan's Donuts.
Ooh. Okay.
And they also have good donuts. We'll have a donut love affair.
We'll have a donut morning. It'll be donut. We'll call it Donut and Coffee. The Donut and Coffee
yes.
brief. All right, there we go.
We should also not forget to plug RadioForAll.net, the A-Info's radio project. Mm-hmm. Without them, without their specialized RSS feed, I couldn't take it over to Google and their feed burner and get us that really fun iTunes store subscription available.
Okay.
So, well, we're going to fine-tune that because you get to like put all kinds of descriptions and things. So
we'll see what we can do with that.
We may need to change how we're inputting the information into Radio for All.
Yes.
But it's great that they're out there.
Yes, it is good. So we definitely want to keep using them as a resource because we pull stuff from them. So it's kind of a let's see what we can do here type of
but,
thing.
But, you know, everybody complains that Google's big, bad, and evil. And they might be, but they have some really darn good tools. They got lots of stats.
In the end, everyone is big, bad, and ugly.
Yes. Yes.
It's deep. And meaningless.
Yes. Ooh, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. The donut was just kicking in like crazy.
Yes, it surely was.
So, did you hear Chicago? Apparently, Rahm and various other people says, pot places no longer need to have 24-hour security guards.
Okay.
Now, well, see, they're cash businesses, so that means you can choose to get away with not having security guards when you're not open. But because it's cash business, all your cash is there, so you now do not have anybody there to protect your stuff. But the cost of ownership.
So was the city paying to have them there? Were they city officers that were there 24/7?
No.
Oh, so it was the businesses paid for
the business had to pay for that. Yeah.
So they can still pay for it if they want to.
If they want to, okay. But now they're not required to.
Okay, well, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah. So and there's a lot of people up in arms because there's a new dispensary opening in Jefferson Park neighborhood, I believe.
Oh wow, these things are popping up a bit now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
There's one in Schuffers. What's the neighborhood? It's the new gay neighborhood, Andersonville. Yes.
Well, there you go.
You know where it's at? It's in, oh God, it's a very controversial bar. It was like Clark's on Clark, I think.
I know. I remember Clark's on Clark. I've been to Clark's on Clark before. Oh.
I believe it's in that location.
Oh, and that's where, that's where a lot of things were. That was right there by the Eagle, I think, too, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, wow.
So, Anthony, I hear you have some crazy news this evening.
I sure do. I've got Florida news.
And I'm going to devour this donut.
Oh, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Devour this donut.
Yeah, you can finish the rest of that donut. Because that's clearly one heck of a donut you've got going on there. All right, folks, it's time for Florida news. This first story comes from ClickOrlando.com, News Channel 6, getting results. D-Lynn, Florida is home to about 27,000 residents and is 34 miles away from Orlando and 23 miles away from Daytona Beach. There's really nothing you can do out there, so you get kind of bored. Well, according to police reports, Michael Gillum, 28, called 911 five times in 5 hours on Saturday after he was asked not to call unless it was an actual emergency. Yeah. A D-Land police officer was finally sent to the house on Becca Lane, where the officer heard Gilman still talking on the phone to the dispatcher about Hitler and Jews.
Of all things to talk about, too.
Yeah, right. When the officer asked Gillum what he was doing, Gillum said he was talking to your dispatcher because I'm bored. according to the police report.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I lived in a small town of 20,000 people, there's always porn. That helps take boredom away if you're bored. So Gimmon was taken to Volusia County Jail. So, yeah, Florida seems to be a good source of crazy 911 calls, as we've had people call 911 from a Burger King drive-thru for incorrect orders, rude people not serving breakfast, to... Yeah, it's Florida. We get them. So, anywho. Oh, so, Gilman is in Volusia County Jail. All right. So...
Well, now he can talk about Hitler and the Jews with the inmates.
Exactly. He can find his own little Aryan Brotherhood and make his own little version of Oz. Mm. All right. So, when you find your husband's dildo during a move, it's best to approach the situation in a calm and collected manner, according yes. to Dr. Phil.
Especially with your friend, too, if you're going inside your friend's house, opening up cupboards and things.
Yeah, okay. So, well, that was a mistake. WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay found someone who failed to follow the advice, and Dr. Phil has not recommended or endorsed or condoned this endorsement. Chow Gayo and her husband were moving into a new home last week.
Fuck.
During the move, Gayo found a dildo in her husband's belongings and confronted him about it. What is this? What are you doing? The two began to argue, and the argument progressed when Gayo began to hit her husband, who was sitting in the passenger seat of a car she was driving at the time.
She's fugly.
Right? So she's beating her husband while driving over a dildo. All right. So, and the report did not specify what she was hitting him with, but I'm kind of, you know, I would assume, in my mind, I'm assuming it's the dildo. So, the two came to a stop in Sarasota where Gayo continued to hit her husband in the face, leaving bruising and scratching on his eye, lip, nose, and forehead. The police were contacted and Manatee County Sheriff's Office deputies arrived. Although both the husband and the wife refused EMS services, Gayo was charged with domestic battery. Yeah, I want to know what she was hitting him with. But maybe it was just her hands. Maybe she just had her sharp fingers or something.
So, or some other sex toy that she found.
Something. Oh my goodness. What the hell? Woman. That's why these people can't drive down here. There's having stupid arguments while they're driving.
Really crazy.
This morning I avoided like 6 accidents on my way to work. It was ridiculous.
What, are people just like, hey.
Yes, yes. I had one that was driving in the opposite lane, in the wrong lane. I was going up to the stoplight, and there he is, driving on the wrong side of the road. And I'm just, I slowed down, and I pulled over. I pulled over into someone's driveway, and I just kind of let him go.
Did he think he was on a 10-lane highway?
I don't know where the hell he thought he was, but he wasn't where he was. He was a million miles from Monday.
There might be 20-lane highways. Can you imagine 10 lanes in each direction?
10 lanes in each direction. That is a nightmare. All right. So, let's move on.
Is.
Okay. I'm getting ridiculous endless stream of text messages right now, and I have to put the phone away because it's not in relation to the show. Anywho, it seems that there's at least one news story every week about some type of Florida nakedness going wrong. This week is no exception, as we found some penis wagging courtesy of WPBF ABC 25 News, West Palm Beach, Florida. A police report says that police responded on February 2nd to a report of an indecent exposure at the fast food restaurant on Delaware Avenue in Fort Pierce. The victim, who police say was visibly shaken, said she was cleaning the bathrooms at the time of the incident. The worker had placed a yellow placard outside the men's restroom and was inside cleaning a stall when Vincent T. Robinson, 48, appeared in the stall and started, quote, vigorously waving his penis at her, end quote. The victim, afraid for her life, he must have had some serious cockage there, tried to push Robinson back. But, well, you know, he refused to move and continued to vigorously wave his penis at her. I wave my magical penis at you. My God.
It's actually a rubber ducky.
This is Florida for you. The victim, screaming and yelling, was finally able to push past Robinson and his penis. She immediately reported the incident to her manager, and the manager found Robinson sitting at one of the tables in the restaurant and told him to leave. Robinson, who's homeless, left carrying a white Walmart bag and a piece of luggage, according to the report. An officer recalled making contact with a man matching Robinson's description and carrying the same object on Thanksgiving and traced his identity using a 911 call history. There we go. 911 all over again.
He's got a history.
He's got a history. The employee and the manager positively identified Robinson in a photo lineup, and officers found Robinson on Friday outside of Able Body Labor on U.S. Highway 1 sitting next to his penis. While he was being arrested, Robinson said to police, "I knew this was going to happen."
Wait, he was sitting next to his penis?
Well, yeah. Clearly it was a scary penis. He was wagging at her, and she was trapped. And, you know.
But
he has to burp it.
But if you're sitting next to your penis, that means your penis is not attached to you anymore.
Well, maybe it's attached and sitting next to you.
Oh, wow. Anyway, it's going on.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Now that we have fallen off the donkey, Robinson is charged with indecent exposure, lewd and lascivious act, and false imprisonment. He was taken to St. Lucie County Jail. All right. So are we done with the penis jokes?
Well, I was just fulfilling a very tiny minority of the GLBT segment of the program. We have to live up to some of our keywords.
I guess so. I guess just the fact that we're homos enough. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Like the race card. Hello, we can play it. We're homos. It's a gay program. All right. So next, we're done with the penises.
Buffets.
I'm on
buffets now. Fork assault.
Oh, it's a live one. The live one. I need a drink for this one. Yeah, and maybe some of this.
Boy, I hope we get another caller. That was
I do too. That was awesome. All right. So sometimes picking the story of the week can be tough because there's such a good collection of Florida crazy out there. This week, the Gainesville Sun brings us a bitch fight at a buffet, won the prize, and from the background music, you can tell it's going to be a live one, and my writers are horrible. All right, Davina Renee Clutchall, 41, of California, see, they come here and they act crazy, was arrested and charged with aggravated assault Thursday afternoon after she threatened to stab two people with a fork at a local buffet when she was told to quit yelling profanities across the restaurant. Clutchall was eating at the Ocean Buffet on West Newberry Road in Gainesville, Florida, on Thursday when she started swearing at someone across the room. Maybe they had the last chicken nugget, I don't know. They didn't specify in the story. A woman asked Clutchall not to swear in front of her young son because... Leave that up for the rap music.
Right.
Clutchall stood, fork in hand, and started yelling at the woman and jabbing the utensil at her threateningly. I'm going to stab you. Then.
Plastic fork?
There's more. No, it was probably a metal fork. It's a seafood restaurant.
That's
I think
true.
You get metal forks. Yeah. So, okay. So, then a man got in between the two women and told Clutchall to step back. But she kept jabbing the fork at them. Clutchall threw soda in the man's face before trying to push past him. Now, wielding the fork overhanded, using a downward stabbing motion. Yes.
Wow.
This woman is out of control. All right, so the other woman threw a plastic bowl full of ketchup at Clutchall, who then ran out of the restaurant after that. So...
Did she run into another restaurant causing more chaos?
No, they didn't. They didn't address that. I was looking for a follow-up story to that thing.
Yeah.
No, they did not address that. So this woman with this threatening, yielding fork has been defeated with a bowl of ketchup.
A bowl of ketchup.
Bowl of ketchup.
Wow,
the ketchup other woman threw a plastic bowl full of ketchup at Clutchall, who then ran out of the restaurant. Police found Clutchall at a bus stop at the Oaks Mall later on, and she told them she wanted to talk to a lawyer. She remains in jail Friday morning in lieu of $8,000 bail.
Good. if it's not hitting dildos or getting, god damn, people, buffets and fortes.
Forts and buffets. And that, folks, is it for your crazy Florida news.
Thank cannabis that you, our dear listener, have kept it tuned to Shampa Radio. Do you want to be a part of our unique on-air experience? Well, then give us a call at 813-327-8566 or Skype us at shampa.radio or visit us at facebook.shampa.info. Roger, quit sniffing my butthole. Anyway, if you are listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. Come see me at Kmart for great deals and please don't let Roger follow you. And now, back to you, Anthony.
You fucking Todd, why do you have to go and reveal everything? Can't you ever be happy with me, Betty? You know I have loose bowels, yet you still ridicule me. I'll get even with you. When's your next shift? Beep beep this.
Roger, shut up, and don't ever show up at Kmart. You caused a huge mess in the Granty Panty Hall and I may lose my job over it because, like, an idiot I said I knew you. Fucker.
Wow. Okay, that was a bit awkward. When technology goes bad, folks, and you didn't pay for the extended warranty. All right, so you two better get things sorted out before we got to fire both of you. Although I don't know if we can fire Betty. I think we kind of have to, cause then we have to dispose of her, and that costs us a lot of money, and we just can't turn her off because she turns us off. Anyway, thanks, Betty. and Roger, go take the rest of the day off.
Yes,
stay tuned and watch out for people touching themselves, people making loud farting noises, or people spreading on the CTA, which I still have no idea what that means.
People spreading.
I don't know what people spreading is. Maybe you'll have to draw me a diagram.
Okay.
All right. We have to take care of some business. We will be back in about a predetermined time. Turn off track repeat. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. I don't even know what we got up. I think we got some more of that Florida or that Wisconsin nature thing.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
All right, we got a caller.
We got a caller. Sweet. Episode 34. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. Are you with us?
Well, hello, yes, caller.
Hello, hello.
It's wonderful to hear from you.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear us all right?
I most certainly can.
That is awesome.
You are friendly guest.
Oh my god.
So what's new in your life, friendly guest?
I'm sorry?
What's new in your life?
Nothing. I just had a friend of mine leave and just sitting here smoking and drinking coffee.
Ooh.
Getting ready to take a bunch of medicine.
Oh.
Yeah. I think is it the good medicine or the bad medicine?
The bad medicine. I had to go to the store and get Mucinex.
Oh, did you get a cold?
I got a chest cold.
Ooh. Oh, those darn upper respiratories. Yeah, they suck.
I know. And my voice was already fucked up to begin with. And now you hear me now.
Yeah, because you have to do a lot of shouting in your... Because you tend bar, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to do a lot of shouting in your daily routine, I imagine.
Yes, I do. Oh, are we on the air now?
Yes, we're on the
sure
air.
Are. You are a guest.
Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't know we were on the air now. I didn't hear you guys say, we are back.
We're back, and we've been back for the past few moments. Welcome.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And listen, may I recommend green tea?
Yes, I actually have a shitload of green tea.
Just drink it. Just start drinking it, and you will just like, you will go, wow, what was that?
Someone's got a low cell.
Yes, but you will drink it, and you will drink it, and your voice will get better, and then other things will happen too. You'll start to feel cleaner for some reason.
I'd hope so.
Yes.
It'll feel like the
manes of 100 unicorns under your armpits.
It's kind of like the Squatty Potty Unicorn.
There you go, like the Squatty Potty Unicorn. Are you familiar with the Squatty Potty, Joe?
I think I am.
You think you are?
Yes. Well, I bought one, and it's the best thing ever. It really, really is. It's the best shit you've ever taken in your entire life.
See, I haven't. I'm being asked, but it has not yet happened at the house.
No, fuck it. I'm just going to go ahead and buy y'all one. I'll buy y'all one.
Well, but you know, it could be a special add-on.
A special add-on to what?
It could be an add-on to the house.
I think it's just like a little step stool. It's not that.
It's a step stool that you put your feet up to raise your knees.
Oh,
that's all.
Okay.
Oh my
that's
god!
All, yeah.
Completely different.
Anthony and Joe, I got this stuff called Blue Fire.
Blue Fire.
Blue Fire.
Have you?
No, I'm sorry. Blue Dream. Shit, what the hell's the name of it now?
Blue Dream.
Fuck. Shit, I wrote it. I wrote it and I put it in the bag so I would remember what the name of it was.
Too
fun. Blue Dream.
Blue Dream.
Blue Dream.
Ooh.
Okay. It's called Blue Dream. And I got a very large quantity of it today.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, that's awesome. So is it like really potent?
Yes. It's very, very sticky. Very, very nice smelling.
Nice.
It's very colorful, and it has like little red hairs on it.
Colorful and colorful in flavor? Or are you talking colorful and visual?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Visual and flavor.
Because nice. To me, when it tastes like a steak sandwich or something just like really rich, we're in heaven.
What, it's you get stuff that tastes like a steak sandwich? How do you get stuff that tastes like a steak sandwich?
I don't want no steak sandwich tasting
me. Well, but I'm curious on what we taste like a steak sandwich.
Me too.
Is that right?
Because if it does, I'm sure it's got GMOs in it.
I don't think it's vegan friendly.
It's a state of mind based on the type of weed. Come on.
That's too funny.
Okay. Oh, next thing you know, we're going to have a strain of weed called, like, Steak and Shake, or, like, Steak and Velveeta.
Big Mac.
Or Taco Bell.
Did you want the one with the grilled onions?
Patty melt.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, they already have all those different flavors for, like, with the vapors.
Oh, yeah. See, I've never gone down that route, so I don't know anything about those.
We have Vapestore right below me here in the Chicago studios. There's a Vape 312, and there's always usually about 7 people in there vaping it up, and they make the place cloudy as all fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I love the way that they smell. I don't do it, but I love the way. Like, some of those flavors, they smell really, really good.
Yeah, they're interesting.
Did you have a couple different flavors, though?
I tried a few. I couldn't stand the flavor all the time, but I had tried like a couple of different ones. But I'm on the patch now.
Oh, okay.
It's been 3 weeks. Okay. Well, I've been on the patch for 2 years, but it's been 3 weeks now since I've had a cigarette.
Even the blue, the e-cigarettes?
Yep. Oh, I haven't had the e-cigarettes in a long time.
Did I break anonymity? Is that Betty? Can I hear Betty again?
Do you want to hear Betty
again?
Do
we release more chickens?
Do we release more chickens? I don't know. Do you got a Betty? Do you have a Betty handy, Joe?
No.
I'm sorry.
That's
so
okay.
Sorry.
But continue. What were you going to say?
Please, we'll get it in post editing. Don't worry.
Yes.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Now I'm all fucked up and I'm scared.
Well, clearly.
Okay.
Relax.
Five,
okay.
Four.
Okay. Okay. Deep breaths. Deep breaths. Okay. 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 Hold on. Inhale deeply. Go. Ooh.
The room is melting.
Deep breaths. Hold on. Let's give you some music there. Hold on. Hold on. Hang on. Okay. Do you hear the soothing music?
Yeah.
Okay. Now breathe. Breathe deeply. There you go. Nice and deep. Breathe. Nice and deep. There
Welcome to the yoga.
The yoga segment.
Video.
All right.
Oh my.
But we do have a Joe Wisdom coming up soon, too, guests, so I hope you can get a chance to listen to that.
Yeah, we will. We will be running a Joe Wisdom. Yeah, we got a few minutes still, so we'll be good. We'll get you in. And so what else is new in your life, Mr. Caller?
We had a very, 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 very busy weekend.
Lovely.
Ooh.
And the upcoming weekend is going to be even better.
Sodomy and chastity all in one place.
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
Wow. I can imagine.
I'll have to tell you. I'll have to tell you next time I see you. I don't want to really go into it. Yeah, it was a complete and utter weekend of debauchery by everybody.
Wow.
Now, is there anything?
It's a fair weekend.
Is there anything going on at the end of February of April?
We have Bear Camp coming up. That's put on by the Backwood Bears. I'm not too sure, but if you go to the website, they'll be able to tell you what the upcoming events are.
Okay.
I usually just know the week ahead of
hand. Just kind of play it by the seat of your pants.
Exactly. But if you go to flsawmill.com, that will tell you everything. Are you planning on coming down here?
Yes.
Yes, Joe will be down here in April, at the end of April. I don't know how many weeks that is.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Yay.
So this will be very exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
How long are you staying for?
It'll be an extended weekend. So it'll be like a Friday night, Friday afternoon, actually evening, through Tuesday morning, early Tuesday morning.
Sweet. Oh, okay. Are you flying down on Frontier?
My preferred airline through the company the company benefits is Southwest.
Company benefits?
Yeah, I was trying to make up something on the fly.
Okay.
No, I like flying Southwest.
Oh, okay.
So I usually take Southwest, and if I finagle it, the fares are pretty cheap. So.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
On Frontier, they have from here to Chicago and back. They have flights for $49 each way right now.
Oh.
So just you might want to check it out. If you sign up for their email list, they have them all the time.
I don't want to get any more emails. Emails are so.
So 1990s.
Okay.
Are you done with emails, Joe?
I am so done with emails. I get work emails for all of my stuff there, and then But I think I did something wrong because I got something totally wrong.
Oh.
But I'm gonna look this up because $49 each way is like a deal.
Yes, it is. But now you also do need to pay. You have to pay for your seat, which is like 20, depending on where you want it when you go through. Some of them are like $29, some of them are $12. And then if you're checking in luggage, it's going to be $25 baggage fee.
I never check in luggage. I usually have like a backpack, and that's about it.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect, then.
Yeah. So we're going to look up a fare, actually, because they fly out of Midway, don't they?
I'm not too sure what airport that they fly out of, but I see flights on there all the time. I actually have their app.
I think it's O'Hare.
They fly out of O'Hare. Interesting. Well, we'll have to look this up later.
Definitely have to look that up later. So, yeah. Well, thank you, caller, for calling us. We're going to cut you loose because we got Joe's got a little bit more of a little wisdom coming up here. So we got to get that in before we end the show. But did you ever find out the name of that stuff that you're smoking?
Yes, Blue Dream.
Blue Dream. Blue Dream. Well, we might
have
to
Dream.
Put some of it aside for Joe's visit.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Fantastic. All right. Well, thanks very much for listening and calling in this evening.
Okay. I'll talk to you guys later.
You have yourself a good night.
Good night.
You too. Bye, guys.
Bye. That was lovely. We had two calls this evening.
Yes. That was amazing. Episode 34 was so great.
Yes, yes. And Mondays suck, but Monday actually is going pretty well. So you have you actually have something for us. I want to squeeze you in before we run out of time here. So do go ahead and run your Joe Wisdom.
Here we go. Hello, Joe Wisdom here. Sometimes life really gives you a bowl of rotten fruits and aspirations gone awry. You think everything is going well, and then you get a dose of reality not even a doctor should give you. You work hard to get to where you're at, and now you've got the more bullshit you're expected, but not so soon. So, what do you do? Do you close out the lights, pull the curtains, get under the covers, then hide out till the coast is clear? Others would argue that this is a perfect time to strike out and make the best of a worse situation. Me? I like to do a multitude of things. One of them is, well, take long walks and contemplate my life. And then when I am done with that walking and contemplating, I like to gorge on a really delicious meal. Something with lots of meat and gravy. But most of the times, it turns out the problem was not really that big after all, but it was just a bunch of hyperbole.
Hello, Joe Wisdom again.
Hello.
Ah, comfort food. How I know you well.
I love you, comfort food.
Right now I'm eating a blueberry crisp. With donuts and cakes. Anything with bread will do. That satisfying feeling of satisfaction.
When
that
nipples.
Full tummy feeling occurs, is a good sign comfort food is working. Comfort food is such a wonderful idea. Is it real or is it Memorex? As they say when it comes to curing your mindful woes. I just went through a whole dozen of donut holes too this morning.
Hey, Joe Wisdom here. Do you want to be a part of the Chi-Ampa Radio on-air experience? Sure you do. Give us a call at the studios by phone at 813-327-8566, or you can Skype us at chiampa.radio. And as always, be sure to keep it tuned in to listen.chiampa.radio. Hello, Joe Wisdom here. If you find yourself on a steer and your check engine light keeps flashing, don't worry. It just means your flat world saw its shadow, and it rolled up into a ball and urinated in the corner.
Oh, wow.
Remember, save early and save often. Hello. Joe Wisdom here with another coffee, tea, or me-inspired bit of wisdom. Wait, who am I kidding? About the only real wisdom I know is that life is mostly a play-as-you-go affair. And most important, you're born into a set of circumstances that may or may not have given you sufficient circumstances to make a good life for yourself. But like I said, mostly it's a play-as-you-go affair. Being in the right place at the right time and who you know and all that other bullshit, etc., etc., etc. It's all part of the play-as-you-go affair. Hopefully, you go. Otherwise, you're dead. You've been listening to Joe Wisdom. Listen to him each and every week on Chi-Ampa Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central for Joe and Anthony and your weekly dose of Joe Wisdom. This has been a Joe Wisdom Chip Skipper production. music and promotional by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. And then we have one from Roger.
We got 40 seconds.
Hello, Roger here. I secured a job at this really fancy restaurant. They have carpet on the floor. It is a relief to finally be on a surface that is not cold to my circuitry. In fact, I have
a shirt out of time.
On the floor.
Anyway, he's a man, 32.
Betty, and I wanted to share it with you now that I'm on break.
Well, we'll run him until the Star Spangled Banner comes.
It goes over that, God, these people are horrible at organizing. At least Betty knows where the coffee cups go over at the studios. They don't have anything organized here. Anyway, to the end. Oh, Betty, you lovable blueberry tart, oh, sweet round blue ball of energy. Beseech me, make me whole and part of your circuitry. Forget the fact I have loose bowels and accept me for who I am. Besides, I want to show you all my love and depths of expression. We can shit together when we're at the Publix. Would not that be grand to take a dump in the salad buffet?
Oh, God Betty, bless America.
That's what, with me. We both have crazy personalities, won't you please? Oh shit, a big party is coming in. Oh, never mind, they took one look at the menu and not so politely snubbed us and walked out the door. Well shit on you two, asshole. We serve fancy people food here. If it is fast food you seek, go east about 10 blocks. Thank you very much.
Wow. Well, there you have it, folks.
Yeah. Well, hey, Roger's working. I guess we just got to start paying these bitches more. All right, thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week, I think, right? Yeah, remember, folks, don't go starting a bitch fight at a buffet. Have a good night, a good week. Stay tuned for This Way Out and, like, you know, toke it up or something. Oh, shit, I forgot to load the damn cart. Bye.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.